The General Secretary of the NPP, Kwame Jepong, has dismissed claims that he rushed the party's parliamentary primaries in the Klotekwale constituency. Mr. Jepong insisted that the decision to hold the elections on Sunday was backed by the regional and constituency executives of the party. He said he had meetings with the acting Greater Accra Regional Chairman and the constituency chairpersons, who all agreed on Sunday for the elections. Mr. Jepong further explained his stance on the matter to Agatha Samwa on Behind the News.
The National Executive and the National Council decided on June 13 as the date for the parliamentary primary, and they authorized the General Secretary to vary the date as and when it was thought appropriate. Our main aim was to have the primaries all at the same time. And in fact, on the 13th of June, we had 247 constituents undergoing primaries very peacefully and very successfully. Of course, the remaining 28 or so, which had issues, issues including legal suits in court, others had residual matters arising out of the vetting process, and those had to be sorted out. And we projected 2 weeks later for the second date allocated for the holding of the primary. 8 more constituencies were able to hold their primaries on the 27th of June, leaving only those with very long-standing legal cases or those that were had cases pending before the National Appeals Committee. The Appeals Committee worked around the clock. It was not easy. And they were able to produce a report, which allowed us to set July 25th, which is more than 6 weeks later than the original date of June 13th, as the date for these elections. It was just on the 24th of July, a day before the election was going to be held, that we got a court bailiff delivering to us a notice of an injunction hearing the following week. Of course, there was no injunction at the time, but out of courtesy and respect for the legal process, we decided to hold on to those elections in those constituencies, pending the determination by the court. And so the following Thursday, the court determined the cases throughout the injunction applications and gave the party the go-ahead to have the election. Normally, we talk to the regional chairman and then the constituency elections committee, and then we fix a date. The constituency had been very clear in their minds that they didn't want the case to drag on for too much, and they wanted a election taking care of as soon as practicable. In fact, they were pushing for Saturday. And I said we should give ourselves another 24 hours.
So you communicated to the contestants and delegates the time to enable them to prepare?
Very, very clearly. We all have followed the issues from the June 13th up to today. So none of them can create the impression that this was a surprise to them.
But if they knew about it, why would they then complain and wanted further postponement?
Perhaps they may be the best people to answer these questions.
We also heard in Klotekwale, the delegates met with the regional executives and decided to hold the elections the following week, but you shut it down.
I don't think that can be correct, because I had a meeting in my office with the acting regional chairman and the constituency executives from the Klotekwale constituency. I had had discussions with the Okaikwe who were eager to go even on Saturday. It was my advice to them that Saturday they should give them another 24 hours.